Does fasting go along with prayer? Like to just, that's like a sacrifice to God, right? To like get your mind, I mean, you know, like if something's in your head bugging you all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if I have fasting, does it mean with just water or no water, no food?
Well, don't go without any water. The only times in the Bible they went without water were it never more than 3 days, and it was a severe fast of repentance, life and death. Paul did it, and I think that the people in Esther's day did it, but we don't recommend that. Right. Even Jesus drank water when he went on his 40-day fast.
Uh-huh.
You might, you know, and anyone listening, talk to your physician. I do believe fasting's important. It's biblical. I do it. But there's different ways of fasting. Daniel, Lisa, for instance, he fasted by eating no pleasant food. He ate very little, very simple food for a period of time to keep his mind clear. I sometimes go on a V8 fast.
Hmm.
Ah, now I'm going to probably get free V8 juice. But, you know, it doesn't clog your system, and yet it keeps you where your energy level's up. I can keep on working.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the idea is to clear your mind and present your body as a clean living sacrifice before the Lord. And you may want to do some fasting and praying to really hear what God is saying to you. But you don't need to do a severe fast where you don't drink any water. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.